radio play for today, Second Sight, is based on a most interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. Embellished by the reddish glare of gasoline torches and shining with painful brilliance due to the electric lights furnished by humming generator trucks, Major McGillicuddy's monstrous midway of mirth, marvels, and mysteries is going at full blast. Let's go along Amusement Alley.
I was born 28 years ago in Slovenia. My parents were normal people, and up to the age of 12, I too was normal. But at that time, a physiological and biological change in my body.
Hey, knock all the tables out. Get a cupid out. Round the scale, only 10 cents. Three balls for 10 cents.
And a great expense to himself, Major McGillicuddy has imported for your edification and entertainment Montana Monty and his entire company of Western Wonder Girls and Boys. A complete, authentic miniature rodeo and roundup for the unheard-of price of 10 cents. Come right in, folks. The show is going to begin as soon as the artist which you see before you get in.
Just step a little closer to the platform, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little closer. That's fine. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, because of a close personal friendship, Major McGillicuddy has been able to persuade Madame Zara to cancel at great financial loss to herself a triumphal tour of her own in order that the Major might be able to present her here on his own monstrous midway of mirth, marvels, and mysteries tonight. As many of you know, certain favored ones are born with second sight, a phenomenal ability to foretell the future and describe the past. Such a gifted personality is Madame Zara. For a number of years, she has been astounding millions with her uncanny and amazingly correct prediction. It was Madame Zara who in 1914 foretold the World War. It was Madame Zara who in 1918 prophesied the armistice. And it was Madame Zara who first predicted that prosperity was just around the corner. When not appearing under the management of Major McGillicuddy, Madame Zara gives private readings at a fee many times greater than the present price of admission. But to show her great spirit of humanitarianism, she has consented to bring her unusual and remarkable powers within the reach of all. Ladies and gentlemen, in her studio directly behind this platform, the great Madame Zara in person will answer questions about the past, present, or future and solve your personal problems. Are you unhappy in love or married? Do you want to know how your business will be next year? Step right this way, ladies and gentlemen. Right this way.
You are very artistic. You're unhappy in your present line of endeavor. Am I right?
Yes, Madame Zara.
The crystal tells me that you're interested in a young man about your own age.
Yes.
Who is also interested in you.
Is he, Madame Zara? Is he really?
Very much so. He is hiding this until the time arrives which he thinks proficient.
I beg your pardon?
If he thinks the right time to declare himself.
Oh.
Now, don't worry. Everything will come out all right.
You're sure Egbert is going to ask me to marry him?
The crystal globe says he will.
That's wonderful. You don't know what you've done by telling me that, Madame Zara.
It is the crystal globe, not I, my child, who told you.
Well, anyway, it should leave my mind something grand. I was so afraid that horrid Katie Blessman would get my Egbert, and I couldn't stand that.
You have a friend, a woman, a little older than yourself, have you not?
Yes.
A blonde woman?
Yes.
With brown eyes and one of her upper front teeth slightly out of line?
That's Edie, all right. My, but you're marvelous, Madame Zara.
The globe has a message for her.
For Edie? What is it?
The Globe warns her that she must stop seeing so much of that married man.
What?
The Globe says she is heading for serious trouble if she continues this friendship.
I declare, Madame Zara, I don't know how you possibly could know that. Why, I'm the only one of Edie's friends who even knows she knows a married man.
The Globe sees all. The Globe knows all.
I'll say.
And now, may all the good fortunes of the Zodiac attend you.
Oh, you mean the reading is over?
Unfortunately, I am restricted by time. Can only serve a certain number during the evening.
Oh, sure. I understand. Well, thanks for all you've told me, Madame Zara.
I am only too happy to be of service.
And I know Edie will thank you, too.
The Globe is to be thanked, not me.
Well, thanks again.
Oh, excuse me. I hope I didn't hurt you, miss.
Not at all. Goodbye, Madame Zara.
Are there any more out there, Tower?
No, she's the last one, thank God. Honest, Sadie, the gullibility of people is amazing. They're kicking their dimes to hear you tell them what they know already.
Is that so?
Sure, and you know it.
The Globe sees all?
Lay off the oil. The act's over for tonight.
Maybe it's just the beginning.
What do you mean, Sadie?
The Globe has revealed to me lately a few interesting facts about you, Paul.
Oh, Lonnie. You know, it's okay for you to talk like that to the public, but your husband's wife see your tricks. After 10 years, Sadie, the illusion's somewhat dim, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, all right. Better than you think. The Globe tells me...
Holy jumping. Don't tell me you're getting to believe in it yourself.
Now, listen closely, Carlo. The Globe tells me...
Well, now what'll we do, Edie? We've been listening to the band.
I don't care, Carlo, as long as I'm with you.
That's what I like to hear you say, baby. How about an ice cream soda or something, huh?
All right.
Well, then let's beat it before that bunch of two to start another number.
All right. Are you sure your wife won't mind?
Mind? Say, she don't mind nothing but that glass ball of hers. Honest, Edie, sometimes I think the act's getting her fatty.
She must be a pretty smart woman, Carlo. I'm scared.
Of her? Think nothing about it, sweetheart. She's just a false alarm. I mean, I've been trooping with her for 10 years.
Just the same, I'm scared. She deals in spooks and...
Spooks? Why, honey, you got our racket all wrong. She's a crystal gazer, not a medium.
Well, anyhow, it's something weird.
Oh, forget it, baby. Shall we dip the beaks in here?
All right.
May I have your orders, please?
What'll it be, honey?
Chocolate soda with chocolate ice cream.
Make it two, buddy.
Coming up. Chocolate soda.
Tell me something about your wonderful life, Carlo.
It ain't so wonderful after 10 years.
I think it is. All the places you've traveled to and all the people you've worked with.
Listen, honey, they ain't worth 1, 2, 3 compared to a certain little person I just met.
Honest, Carlo.
Honest Indian. Say, I've traveled from Maine to Missouri and from New Mexico clean up to Canada. And I ain't never met anybody as swell as you.
Oh, it sounds awful nice hearing you say it. I wish you meant it.
I do mean it, Edie.
Two chocolate sodas. Anything else?
Huh? Baby?
Oh, nothing for me.
Just a check, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
You know, Edie, one of these days I'm going to quit this dizzy carnival racket.
You are?
Yep. I'm going to settle right down to a sensible business like running a lunch counter or a garage. No more rolling around the country under canvas for me. You know what? Give me the idea.
No, what?
You.
Me?
Nobody else but you, baby. Gee, we've only been in town 10 days out of the 2-week stopover. And I'm already planning a little cottage with the well-known rambling roses growing around it. Can you imagine that?
Of course I can imagine, Carlo. I wish it were going to be a reality.
It's going to be, honey. Just as soon as I can shuffle out of the present ball and chain. Is that the time? Oh, I got to be getting back to the tent. Oh, see you tonight, baby.
You bet.
Okay, here's the key to the room. Don't forget.
That's what the Globe told me, Carlo.
Oh, yeah? Well, you must have been hitting a hop before you consulted your Globe, Sadie. That's just another phony pipe dream.
Then there's no blonde woman in your life?
Sure there is.
So you admit it.
Well, isn't there some blonde in every man's life?
Well,
I can't help running into blondes, can he? Present state, the only blonde in my life is the waitress over at the chuck wagon. And you see us carry on right under your nose something wicked. 3 meals a day.
And you don't know anybody whose first name's Edie?
Now, Sade, how would I know anybody named Edie? What chance have I got to meet people in this racket? Socially, I mean.
The Globe sees all. The Globe knows all.
The Globe's all wet. Now, get this straight, Sadie. You got to stop letting your business take you over completely. Now, suppose you take a few weeks layoff and rest up a while.
So you can run out on me for this Edie?
Did I ever mention a woman by the name of Edie?
If I remember the old song, Edie was a lady.
All right. This Edie's a lady, then. Did I ever mention her?
I should have expected it.
You see, drunk, sober, or asleep, my lips ain't never mentioned anybody, much less a lady like Edie.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you? You won't admit it. All right. I'll consult the Globe again, and next time I'll have the evidence.
Not that there's any to get, my dear. But I never heard of that glass ball of yours giving off anything but a chill.
Now, you wait and see. You wait and see.
I'm sorry. I can't wait, Sade. I got places to go. See you later.
Edie.
There, and I've been waiting for you to come out.
You shouldn't have come here. Didn't you promise me you would never come near the tent again?
I know, but I had to see you, Carlos. Your wife is suspicious.
You're telling me. She's more than suspicious. She's darn near positive. Come on away from here.
I told you I was afraid of her. I knew she'd learn about us. And when Mert, that's my girlfriend, when Mert phoned me what she said, well, that was the last straw.
What did she say?
Well, Mert said to her just a little while ago.
You mean a short, fat girl, red straw hat, shell-rimmed specs?
Yes. You bumped into her just as she was leaving, she said.
Yeah, go on.
Well, your wife told her all about herself, and then she said she had a message for me.
For you? How did she know it was for you?
She used my name and said I was a blonde.
Well, I'll be a...
What's the matter?
Never mind. Go ahead. Now, what was the message?
She said I was to stop seeing a certain married man or I'd get into trouble.
Now, what else did she say?
Well, that was all.
Oh, can you tie that?
Tie what, Carlo?
You know, there's something funny about the whole business.
What?
Oh, when I get into the tent, she starts taking me over the ropes about you.
Oh.
She described our last little rendezvous to a T.
Oh, Carlo, what are we going to do? I told you she was smart.
How the dickens could she have that up? All those details. She never leaves the lot. She always stays in the cars or in the tent reading or gazing into that white cannonball there.
Oh, she must have seen it in that crisp.
That's what she says. The Globe told me, she says. Hey, Edie. You don't suppose there's really anything to this crystal gazing after all, do you?
I don't know anything about it, except that I've always been afraid your wife might find out about her. And now she has.
Oh, maybe she's just shooting in the dark like she always does.
Oh, Carlo, I'm scared.
No, no, there, honey. Don't be scared. Come on, give me a kiss.
Hello. Here you are, Carlo.
Hello, Sadie.
And this is Edie, I suppose.
Well,
Well, I guess I've got my evidence all right. When the Globe told me you met her after leaving our tent, we decided to follow you.
We? Who's this guy?
Tell him.
I'm a private detective who's been reporting on your actions for the past 10 days.
Dick, I might have known it. You said the Globe told you about me and Edie.
I did.
And I suppose this guy is the Globe.
He is.
What? Say, are you crazy or am I?
Tell him.
I represent the Globe Detective Agency.
Be sure to read the amusing details of the various causes for the divorces when the story entitled Divorces with a Plot of Funny Plays appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.